Welcome to Enjoy Exceptional Living. I am Lynn Fritz, your program producer and host. This program is in collaboration with Enjoy Magazine, KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio, and myself. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. In each of our programs, our intention is to bring to our listeners the best of people, places, and projects of Northern California that we think you're going to enjoy and that we think are exceptional. Today we have in the studio an individual that has been a resource for our community for many, many years. And so it's very fitting that she is the person who is the CEO for the Senior Source, which is in its seventh edition, a guide to Reading Senior Resources. And she's also the owner of Marianne's Senior Placement Services. So we have today Marianne Seifert. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So good to have you here. And I know many times I refer people to your website as well as the printed edition, the seventh edition that you have of the Senior Sources. But the thing that I think of you fondly of is for the placement, helping people place their family members in facilities. So let's start off talking about that. One of the things I've always been curious about, helping people put their family members into a facility, whether it's what type? Memory care?
Assisted living, residential care, independent living, and then under the assisted living umbrella, there are memory care communities as well.
Big whole spectrum, huh?
It is a lot.
How long have you been doing it?
So Marianne Senior Placement Services, I have been doing for 25 years. This is I'm in my 26th year.
Wow. Good for you. Good for us.
I love it.
So if there's someone listening out there and they say they themselves are looking to maybe relocate, you know, downsize from having a house and having to worry about it and going into a facility, or there's a family member that they have to see about getting them relocated to someplace, whether it's community living or the assisted living memory care, why reach out to you? What service do you provide?
Well, I'm familiar with all the different types of senior housing. So whether that be, like we said, a retirement community, assisted living community, a residential care community, I would want to meet with the families and get to know them and their situation and what they're really looking for in a place, and also what their budget looks like, because there's a broad range of costs. So I get to know their situation and what would be affordable. And that really helps me guide them through the process and get them to the right place for what they're looking for. So I'm familiar with all the different types of housing. And my goal is to really direct people to the right place that'll meet their needs.
And I think what's unique about your services, you don't work for any particular facility.
Correct.
So you are objective as to where that person is placed.
Absolutely.
What's your fee for helping people?
So I do not have, my service is no cost for my families and their loved ones. There's absolutely no cost for them. I do get paid. The business model looks like this. If they were to go into a care facility, I get a little referral fee or a little credit for helping that person select the community. So the community pays me a little referral fee. So there's absolutely no cost. I always like to reassure people that there's absolutely no cost for them whatsoever. It doesn't fall back on them that the facilities have to pay me. It's just sort of a win-win because I'm helping the community find people that are good fit. And then that also, of course, helps my seniors have a good fit as well. So that's definitely worth it for them.
Yes.
So it's kind of a win-win there.
So do you think it's accurate to say that you have a good working relationship with all the facilities?
I do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We have about 45 assisted living communities. A lot of them are the little six-bed residential care facilities, and then there's a handful of the larger, more apartment-style communities. And then we have 4 retirement communities. So there's a lot to choose from. And it's pretty overwhelming for families to try to navigate all, you know, what is which is which, you know, what's a retirement home, what's assisted living. So I do have very good relationships with everyone because I like to know what the current pricing is, their fee schedules. I like to have a relationship with the facilities just because it helps, you know, really in the whole entire process.
Really, you have the, of those 45 facilities, you have the pulse of what's going on and the changes, and you have the relationship. So you're out there having that continuous contact. So you have a sense of what's going on and what the strengths are of each facility, so that when you meet with a family or an individual, they have that resource right in front of them through
Correct.
You. And it's a free service to them.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. That's a win-win.
It is a win-win.
So can we also pause for a moment and think about, you use the term retirement community. How is that different than assisted living, or is it one and the same?
No, they're very different. There are similar services, but retirement communities are independent living. So they are also unlicensed. So they have a business license, but they're not licensed by the state of California, where assisted living communities are licensed by the state of California and have to follow Title 22 regulations. So independent living is more for people who want to downsize. They don't want to take care of a large home anymore, or any home anymore, and they want to live in a community where there are meals prepared and activities and transportation and housekeeping services. So where assisted living is 24-hour non-medical care. So it's more hands-on. So if you need medication management, assistance with showers or bathing, they provide all of those services in assisted living.
Yes. So retirement is what I typically think of as independent or community living. I'll use that phrase sometimes,
Correct.
Community living.
Mm-hmm.
So that people, you know, oftentimes elders are isolated. It's not always elders. It's people that have limited capacity for mobility and need help services. That community living, you're in association in a community.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's that contact that it helps when, you know, isolation's tough to deal with.
Absolutely.
Yes.
When you're losing your friends and family members, it is nice to have that that feeling of family in a community setting,
yeah.
like a retirement home.
Yes. And having activities.
Having activities.
Activities and services.
Absolutely. It keeps your mind sharp. It keeps you engaged. It keeps you happy.
And physically active.
And physically active.
Moving around.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think that's wonderful. So there's retirement, there's assisted, and then let's talk a little bit about memory care. What's a memory care about?
So memory care is an interesting term, and it gets a little confusing, that term, because memory care implies that it is a community that specializes in some form of dementia, whether that be Alzheimer's dementia, Lewy body dementia. So they specialize in caring for people with dementia and memory loss. That term also implies that the community has some form of security for safety. So if a person with memory loss has, let's say, wandering issues, they wouldn't be able to wander off the property. It's a way to keep people with memory issues safe. So with memory care, you can have a memory care community under the assisted living umbrella. So assisted living, they come in all different shapes and sizes and services, and one of those is memory care. But you can also have memory care under the skilled nursing umbrella. So there are skilled nursing facilities that have secured units for those who have memory care needs. So memory care really just is a term that implies they specialize in memory care of some form of dementia, and then there's also security. So whether that be in a skilled nursing facility or an assisted living facility. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense. And I guess for clarification, we talked about retirement, which is independent and not licensed by the state. It's community living.
Mm-hmm.
And then the assisted living, that is licensed by the state and can include memory care. But it's really, they don't have any real medical needs, correct?
Correct.
And what happens when someone has a medical need and they're in assisted living? Like, say they need to go on hospice, or they need do they stay in that facility? Depends, doesn't it?
It all depends on what that medical need is. So there are prohibited health conditions in assisted living because they are a non-medical model.
Yes.
And so the prohibited health conditions would be somebody that maybe has a feeding tube or a tracheostomy or bed sores. So there are only a few prohibited health conditions, or sometimes if they require insulin injections, the facilities can't inject. So unless there is a nurse, and some places do have nurses, but it's not required by the state for a facility to have a nurse on staff.
Yeah.
Although some of them do.
Yes.
So hospice is just a wonderful service, and hospice can go into these assisted living communities and provide end of life care, and the resident does not have to move out. So it really just depends on what that medical need is, which would sort of dictate, you know, which type of facility they would be appropriate for.
And that's why people get the gift of you, because yes. You have the sense of which is what's what and which is the best for.
Correct.
Yeah. So I also want to talk a little bit about how assisted living, you said that, you know, skilled nursing, we mentioned the term skilled nursing. How is skilled nursing different than assisted living? And memory care can be also in skilled nursing. Mm-hmm.
Correct. Okay. So assisted living is a non-medical model. Mm-hmm. So they can't have people that are medically unstable, where skilled nursing facilities are sort of little mini hospitals. They're more of a medical model. So it's required by the state that they have 24/7 nursing care. So they can do those insulin injections. They can have people with feeding tubes and, you know, needing those more specific conditions. They can meet those needs.
And rehab in relation to skilled nursing?
So skilled nursing is another umbrella term, I call. And so under skilled nursing, you have short-term rehabilitation, which is covered by your Medicare. And then they also have long-term care, which is covered, you know, either privately or Medi-Cal pays for long-term care in a skilled nursing facility. So skilled nursing facilities are also referred to as the rehabilitation centers, post-acute centers, but it's all under sort of the skilled nursing umbrella.
Yeah, label, umbrella, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, right.
Now, for people to be in a retirement community, the independent living, the community living, or assisted living, it's private funding for that.
Correct. So assisted living and independent living are all private pay facilities.
But skilled nursing, what I'm thinking about is if someone doesn't have the resources to pay for assisted living or the others, what happens to them?
So again, it all depends on what their financial situation is. But if a person that, let's say, doesn't have private funds and they're on Medi-Cal and they need 24-hour care, Medi-Cal is only going to pay for that person to be in a skilled nursing facility. Although we are trying to change that, because there are 15 counties in California where Medi-Cal does pay for assisted living. Shasta County is not one of them, but I'm trying to change that.
Good for you.
Not just me. I actually have a team of people helping me.
Good.
So,
thank you
for
that. But
as it stands right now, if you need 24-hour care, Medi-Cal is only going to pay for a skilled nursing facility, long-term care.
And short-term care, Medicare pays for that or your private insurance?
So if you need to go into the rehabilitation part, then Medicare pays for rehab if you've had a 72-hour hospital stay. And then Medicare will pay for your rehabilitation partly. And then also your supplemental insurance kicks in at a certain point as well. I won't get into all the details with that.
Is there at some point that Medicare stops paying if you have to be in rehab longer than a certain period of time?
Correct. You get 100 days on a traditional Medicare Part A plan. You get 100 days of rehab. Now, most people don't use out their whole 100 days in one setting, and there's a few, you know, variables to all this. But typically, this is just typically, yes, you get 100 days of Medicare. You have to, in order to get those days, you have to show progress from your physical therapy and occupational therapy, whatever
therapy, speech therapy, whatever it is.
Yeah, you have to show progress. So you get 100 days, but most people don't use out their whole 100 days in one setting.
Yes.
So now if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, that works a lot different than a traditional Medicare plan.
And does Medicare Advantage, is there use of it here in the North State?
So I would encourage you to, if you're thinking about signing up with a Medicare Advantage plan, to talk to the Health Insurance Counseling and Advocacy Program, HICAP. It's a little bit of an issue in this area because we don't have a lot of providers.
Yeah.
So while there's savings, when you go to use your plan, there aren't a lot of providers. So it's a big concern in our area. To find providers under the Medicare Advantage plan. So yes. I would definitely consult with a Medicare insurance specialist or HICAP. It's an advocacy program. Free. It's free.
Yes. Excellent. This is a segment of Enjoy Exceptional Living. I am Lynn Fritz, your program producer and host. This program is in collaboration with Enjoy Magazine, KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio, and myself. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. We are here in conversation with the CEO of the Senior Source, which is the guide to Reading Senior Resources, and the owner of Marianne's Senior Placement Services, and that's Marianne Seifert. We're talking about trying to kind of get a picture, an overview, kind of wrap our minds around the complexity of all this. It's pretty interesting. HICAP, I didn't realize HICAP was a resource that we can tune into.
Absolutely, for Medicare information.
And is that, if you were to look it up on the internet through the search engine, what would you put in the search engine?
HICAP Reading, HICAP, or Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program.
Okay.
Reading, California.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. So
they're on Hartnell. They're located on Hartnell.
Oh, well, that helps too, having them locally.
Yeah.
Wow. So is there anything we haven't covered about the assisted living, retirement living, skilled nursing?
Yeah. You know, I've been doing my placement service now for 25 years, and partly why I wrote the Senior Source is because so often people don't necessarily need to go into a care facility. They just need resources to help them stay safe and healthy at home. And so,
home's better, isn't it?
Home can be better, yeah. Depending on what your situation is, but some people want to go to assisted living because they want all these services. There's a lot of people that actually want to go, and we have some really lovely places.
Or need to go. Yeah.
But the Senior Source just came out of basically all this information that I've collected over the last 25 years, 30 years really. And I just put it down on paper for the community. So that's why I wrote it, is just because people should have access to, all these different programs here, that just because you're struggling at home, that doesn't necessarily mean you need to leave your home.
Yes, which I think is an important message for people to get. I think if we can stay at home, safely stay at home, and our needs are met, usually it's a better scenario for us psychologically, emotionally, I would say spiritually, because it's our space. Mm-hmm. And I know, having had two parents that were both in assisted living and lived out the duration of their lives, they were always wanting to go home. So as much as I could, I took them home when I would visit, and they just loved it. They loved being home. And I think that's wonderful if we have that ability to do that, so I think it's something to keep in mind, that having this resource guide that you put together, that you can not only have the printed material, but you can access it online.
Yes. Yes. The printed edition comes out once a year. And in the meantime, it's a limited edition, the copies are limited. So there are pickup locations. But in the meantime, if you don't have your hands on an actual printed edition, you can go to the Senior Source website, which is readingseniorsource.com. And everything is listed that's in the directory. is on the website. And the website's going to stay a little bit more updated because it's easy to update a website.
Yes, really.
Once it's on paper, it's locked in. You got to wait till next year till the next edition comes out. But
so that website, ReadingSeniorSource.com. Yes. Is Reading spelled out?
Everything is spelled out. Okay, good. ReadingSeniorSource.com.
And one of the other things before we move on, too, that I wanted to clarify, you help people with the placement into the retirement and the assisted living, mm-hmm. and the assisted living that may have memory care. Do you do that with skilled nursing?
I don't do placement in skilled nursing facilities. We have 6 of them locally. I talk to people about, like, where they're at and their names and all, you know, the information, but you can get a list of all the skilled nursing facilities on the website, the ReadingSeniorSource.com website. And so I know information about them, but I don't do placement in them.
Yes.
So, and you just basically, if you need one, you have to call them directly. And talk to the facility directly if you need to get into one of those.
And oftentimes, when people are discharged from a hospital, the social services department will work with the families to get them placed in a skilled nursing.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. That's usually how it goes, is if you're in the hospital, then you go to skilled nursing for rehab, and the discharge planners and case managers will help coordinate that admission.
Yes. And, you know, I'm a person that talks to people in our community, and there's strengths with each facility, you know, places that are have strengths that are maybe your particular person needs. So it's always good to try to get the sense of what the strength is for that particular facility that you're having your loved one go to.
Correct.
And you can have that input with the hospital.
Yeah.
Yes. It's very important.
So, yes.
Advocates.
Yes.
Advocacy is important.
We have to advocate, definitely.
Yes.
And that reminds me of something that's really important is, you know, when, as we age, you know, there's so many things that are unpredictable, right? We don't know. But the one thing that's very important to have in place is your power of attorneys. So for your healthcare power of attorney and also financial power of attorney, having a trust, somebody you trust, be in charge of your healthcare decisions, and then also paying your bills and helping you manage your money if you can no longer. So it's important to have those two documents. They're two separate documents. It's very important to have those in place. And it's also important to make sure they're updated. If you have done them, make sure they're updated and the right people are in charge of your decision making.
And do people have to have an attorney to get those
documents? No, you don't need an attorney to. They're very easy documents. You could actually get copies of those from my website as well. You can print them off my site. If you click, go to ReadingSeniorSource.com and then click important documents, I have all those documents. You can just print them off. The power of attorney for financial has to be notarized.
Yes.
So, and I would recommend a notary even for the healthcare power of attorney.
Absolutely. The healthcare power of attorney, is that synonymous with advanced directive?
So that is synonymous with advanced directive, correct.
So,
it's a form of an advanced directive.
Yes. And, you know, they're very easy to fill out, and I do think notarizing both is a good idea. There's no questions.
Absolutely.
Then. Yes.
No question.
Of course you have those on the website.
Yes.
Because they are commonplace needs that a person should have. I was just talking with an individual today that's doing surgery next Wednesday, and yes, I have an advanced directive. I have no idea where it's at. Where it's located, it's lost in a room. So I said, if you can't locate it, I said, get one done. I said, it's just filling it out. It's easy. Sign it with the notary and get it done. Take it with you.
And a notary is easy to find. There, again, on my website and in the directory,
good.
There are mobile notaries that'll come to your house. But also, you could go to the UPS store, MailBiz, post office. There's different institutions that'll have notaries.
Mm-hmm.
I know MailBiz up on Placer, they'll do curbside signing too. So the gals up there are notaries. So anyway, it's so important to have those documents in place. And if you have a trust, to have that in place as well. If you don't have a trust, to get a trust.
Yes.
And have your estate plan in order.
What people don't often realize is, yes, in their lifetime, if they don't have a trust, things may be fine, but they're heirs. And that means that, you know, it goes to probate.
It goes through probate.
Yeah, which costs money. and mm-hmm. puts a burden on those who have to settle the estate for someone.
That's right.
Even when people say, I don't have anything, you do have things.
Right, right.
You have personal things that even if you were renting an apartment or a room in someone's house, you still have stuff that has to be settled.
Correct, correct. And even if you just have a will, it has to go through probate.
Yes.
Right? So having a will is good, but your things will still, your assets will still go through probate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's important to have a trust. Pay the money. They're not cheap, but it's worth the money if you can.
And if you don't have much, you can actually go online, and there's resources online mm-hmm. where you can fill out paperwork for your own trust because you don't really own much or maybe very little. And so that you have that and you get it notarized.
That's right.
Yeah. It's just, it saves those who are left behind to settle your affairs.
Yeah.
Stress. And yep, it makes it very
simple.
It alleviates
simple. Stress and confusion.
And confusion.
And fighting.
Yes, yes. So it's being mindful not only of this lifetime, but as you leave this lifetime, leaving behind not a mess.
That's right.
But a path that is helpful to have things resolved.
Absolutely.
Yes,
it's
yes.
very important.
So let's talk a little bit about your resources you have. You've referenced them. I was looking at the directory itself. This is a beautiful, beautiful. I love this. I keep a copy every year that you have it come out.
Oh, good.
Yes, because I look at, you know, it talks about adult day healthcare. I'm looking at the directory list, advanced directives listed, advocacy. You have all these mm-hmm. different segments to it. You address the issues.
That's right. I tried to think of everything.
Yes. Well, I think the other thing that's really good about this is the affordable housing for senior apartments.
Yes, I have affordable housing specifically for seniors. So the apartments that I have listed are senior specific. They have an age requirement and an income, you know, limit. So yeah, so there are more affordable housing in the area, but the ones I have listed are senior specific. I try to keep all my resources very specific for seniors.
And what I like, I just recently did an interview with Heather Hennessy about Christian Church Homes and about the Lorenz, the Hotel Reading, Treehouse, mm-hmm. and then they have Piper Way coming online.
That's the new one, yeah.
Those are all low-income senior housing.
Yeah, apartments, correct?
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's just amazing because mm-hmm. in some ways it's, even though we see the Lorenz and we see the Reading Hotel, I think oftentimes people don't realize the service that it provides for low-income people.
Absolutely. They take a percentage of your income and that's your rent. So it can be very affordable. And not all those apartments require you to have a voucher, a HUD voucher.
Uh-huh.
So each one is kind of set up a little differently, but you can just see the list and you don't, like I said, you don't necessarily have to have a housing voucher.
Yes.
Section 8 voucher.
Yes. And I think it's important that people realize in that interview, I learned that like for Piper that's opening, that opened in April, that they take a percentage of the person's mm-hmm. income, no matter what it is.
Right.
So
that's how they work.
It's not a set rate and you have to somehow
correct.
Find the money.
Correct.
So they take into account your actual income. I also wanted to ask you, do you have any sense and work and know anything about respite care?
So respite care, yes. So respite care really means relief for a caregiver, the primary caregiver. It just means relief from caregiving, right? It's relief. So you can get respite care if you're caring for a loved one and you need to take a break or you want to take a vacation, but you can't leave your loved one alone.
Yeah.
Then you can choose to hire somebody to come into the home. And, you know, that is a little costly, but you can, or if you have friends or family that can help out, but if you use an agency, you'd be paying like an hourly rate. So you can get respite care by hiring people to come into the home, but you can also do respite care by placement. So you can place in a care facility and just pay for a week at a time. And it'll be a daily rate on that as well. So I help a lot of people with respite care as well. Just because they need a break.
Yes. So is there any, does insurance or Medicare, any of those cover that respite care? Is it
sadly,
all private pay?
It's all private pay. However, sometimes if you have long-term care insurance, there'll be a little clause in there that will pay for respite care.
That would be nice.
That's one thing I do. If there's a long-term care insurance policy, I look through that to see what it covers. But I see that quite often. There's a little clause.
So I just want to make sure I have this right. Respite care is when the caregiver needs a break.
Correct.
And so it's a list you have here of resources where people can contact those organizations and arrange for someone either to come into their home to cover for while they're taking a break, or the person's placed in a facility.
Correct.
That's a nice option. What a great resource.
Yes. I help a lot of married couples, you know, usually one is the caregiver and they're caring for their spouse and they just need a break, and it's very helpful because, as you know, caregiver burnout is just a real thing.
Yeah.
And it's hard to know how stressed you are in the moment, right? Until you actually place your loved one or get that respite help, you'll realize how tired you really are once you take a break.
Yes, yes.
So it's easy to get burnt out and you don't even realize it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a station ID. When I come back, I want to talk a little bit more why respite care is so critical. If you just tuned in, this is a segment of Enjoy Exceptional Living. I'm Lynn Fritz, your program producer and host. This program is in collaboration with Enjoy Magazine, KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio, and myself. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. We are here in conversation with Mary Ann Seifert. She is Mary Ann's Senior Placement Services owner. She's also the CEO of the Senior Source, which is a guide to Reading Senior Resources, an excellent guide. And when we talk about respite, sometimes people deal with feelings of guilt, you know, leaving the person they're caring for, and, you know, here I'm going to go rest.
Yes.
So I always encourage people, when we get rest, then when we are back at it, back providing caregiving, our energy's different.
Your batteries are recharged.
Yeah.
You have to recharge your batteries.
I think it's critical.
Absolutely. More often than not, caregivers actually pass away before the person they're caring for. So it is critical that the caregiver takes a break. And it's normal to feel guilty, and it's okay to feel guilty, but still do it.
Yeah.
Still work through that guilt and do it anyway, because you're only going to help yourself and your loved one, because you, as a primary caregiver, I see it all the time, resentfulness building up because they have to be, you know, on duty 24/7. And so taking a respite will definitely help alleviate some of that resentfulness.
Yeah, it's imperative, I think, for people to realize that. You also have here in the directory a list for caregivers.
Oh, so there's home care agencies. There used to be a caregiver registry. That's where my brain was going, but that went away. So we don't, Dignity Health Connected Living had a caregiver registry, but they don't have that anymore. And at one point I had that in my directory. But so to get caregivers, unless you know somebody doing it privately, a lot of people use the home care agencies, and there's a handful of home care agencies.
And they're right here in the directory.
Yeah, they're all listed.
And then the other thing, next step down, is the cancer resources. You actually list those for our area.
Support groups and oncology.
Yeah, the
services.
Oncology, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I like the fact that you have the support groups.
Yeah, I have a whole section on support groups.
Yeah.
And there are more than that are even in, that are not in the book. You just, I couldn't include everything, but the majority are included.
That makes all the difference. Mm-hmm. So diabetes resources.
Mm-hmm.
Discounts. We're talking about discounts for dental, electricians, fitness, heating and air, home improvement, medication, minor home repair, phone, utilities.
Yep.
You have it all. I'm impressed.
There's a lot. And I think the main thing is, if you're struggling with a utility bill or any of your bills, just call that organization that you're getting services through and see if there's a discount.
Yeah.
You just have to be brave enough to make that call. And typically there is some kind of a discount for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I know. They may require you to be a certain age. You know, the age of a senior is very broad, depending on who you're talking to, what organization, but a senior can be 55 years of age, and some seniors in certain organizations require you to be 62. So it just depends on
And then they're 65.
And then they're 65.
So ask, huh?
Ask. Always ask.
Yeah. And sometimes, actually, when you're shopping, whether groceries or other materials, they'll do senior discounts. I'm learning to suggest that to people that they ask, do you do a senior discount? I know a lot of restaurants do.
Oh, yeah. And veteran discounts, too.
Yes,
a lot of people have veteran discounts.
Yes.
Always ask. Always, always ask. Be brave.
And I also like the fact that you have in here estate planning and attorneys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Estate planning and attorneys. Yes. That's a good section.
Like we were talking about with the trust.
Trust and power your power of attorney. Not that you need an attorney for a power of attorney.
Don't always. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I think is critical that you list here is the fall prevention, the home health agencies, the outpatient physical therapy,
yes,
private physical therapy, because we really are designed to move.
We are.
We're not designed to sit.
Mm-hmm.
So I always, when I'm working with elders, and I always encourage them, move your body, get up and move. And if you are restricted in your movement, exercise in place. Do as much as you can to move your body, because that maintains the muscles
balance.
And the health. Yep. Balance. Balance is huge.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. So critical as we age. We don't think about it. You know, but to make it part of your daily routine, just going for a walk around your neighborhood is so, and it helps with stress and anxiety and all the things, you know, that causes trouble.
Yes. And, you know, you have in here the handyman, healthcare planning, health screenings, mm-hmm. heart disease resources. Mm-hmm. You have a whole lot. How do you put this in? I know you said as you go about life, you gather information,
mm-hmm.
and you've coalesced it here and put it in this resource for us. That's a lot of work.
It was a lot of work.
And you update it once a year.
Once a year. So,
or online.
Well, I always update it online. Yeah. As I learn of changes, you know, people will email me, Marianne, my program's updated or we're no longer doing this. So I try to have people reach out to me when they have changes in their programs. But yeah, it's a lot, definitely. But
and maybe there's, you know, think of our listeners out there. You have those that may have family members needing to do placement.
Mm-hmm.
You may have people that need placement for themselves or considering, contemplating, but they certainly may need some of these resources, the whole spectrum that you have listed here, including medical alert buttons. I mean, the list goes on, dealing with identity theft. You know, mm-hmm. you have everything you could think of. What if someone has a service and they want to have it better known? Can they reach out to you?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're new in town, I'd love to get to know you and find out what you do. But yeah, anytime people reach out to me, they typically go through the website, my contact form. But my email is readingseniorsource@gmail.com. So if you have questions or if you have a new service or a new business in town, definitely reach out to me. readingseniorsource@gmail.com is my email.
And how about a phone number?
So my placement service, I have 530-222-2250. That's the main number. And then I usually have people reach out to me via email through the website if you have questions about the senior source.
And it looks like, too, when I flip through this, there's some ads in here. Is that how you pay for the
printing? So the directory is free for the community.
For the community, yes.
Yes. So but it is paid for by the advertisers.
Yes.
So that's the only way that this directory has been, I've been able to get it out to everyone in our community, because the advertisers, all the support from the advertisers. So it is free. And then there are a few pickup locations for the printed edition. So let's see, there are pickup locations scattered all around Reading, so and Anderson. So there's the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. They're a pickup location. Everything Medical on Athens. Home Helpers on Victor. The Reading Senior Center on Benton. Mail Biz up on Placer. And I think, oh, and Dignity Health Connected Living out Mercy Oaks.
Mercy Oaks.
Off College View Drive. So I have pickup locations. I chose them because they have good parking.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Any others, or is that pretty much the comprehensive list?
That's the comprehensive list. And you can go on readingseniorsource.com, my website, to see all the pickup locations.
Yes. I also was looking, you have this commonly needed services right at the front of the directory, you know, tax preparation as well, transportation.
Yeah. The most common, I had that in a special, just kind of in a special section, because those are probably the most common questions I get. Mm-hmm. So I wanted, and then there's of course the page number that all those answers are on.
Yes. So the common in here also is Medi-Cal application, of course, housing that we talked about, the independent living communities, skilled nursing, tax preparation, transportation, understanding Medicare, and Medicare supplemental insurance plans. That's a big one. And of course, veterans benefits.
Yes,
so it's everything.
Veterans benefits. Yep.
Everything. So when you put this together, it's a huge achievement, isn't it?
It was. I started to say, you know, it took me about a year to write it. I just carved out as much time as I possibly could to write everything down. And then, of course, I have a designer that, you know, actually put it together for me with all my content. So, yeah, it took a long time. I wrote it in 2017, and then the car fire came. And I had to shelf it because there were other things that were important at the time. So then I got back into it towards the end of that year. And then it came out in 2019.
Wow.
My first edition.
First edition.
Yeah. So now we're on number 7.
Yes. Yes. What a wonderful tool. I it's nice to be able to have the resource of going to the website, but I do like the printed directory.
Yes. You know, seniors really like paper.
Yes.
You know, they're not always
tech savvy.
Yeah. And even though there are digital literacy classes you can take at the library, and it's still, I like print.
Yes.
I like paper. It's real.
Yes.
Tangible.
Yes.
So that's never going away. So I love both the printed and the website. And I tried to, and also you can access that my directory on the website. You can actually download a digital copy as well.
Well,
to your computer.
Yeah. That's excellent to have that resource.
Yep.
I'd forgot about that. That's a good thing to remember. So thinking about this achievement you've had of creating this, do you think overall time-wise a year? Is that what you think it took to create it?
Yes.
About a year.
I would say a good solid year.
And a nice tool for our communities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it helped me just purge everything that was on my mind.
You didn't have to collect it anymore. It was all in one location.
Yep, exactly. Yes.
But I do think, you know, the encouragement too is sometimes you will share events. Don't you share events on your...
Oh, right. So I have on my website an upcoming events calendar. So you can click on there and you'll see the different resource fairs that are coming up. You'll see support groups. You'll see fundraisers. I try to keep the website, the events, limited to education and fundraising and promoting community events that are
better health,
you know. Yeah. So I try to get as much on that upcoming events calendar as possible.
Yes.
So you just click on it, it'll take you to the calendar, and it's filling up. You know, this year every year we always have all kinds of wonderful events for specifically for seniors and caregiving events and I love the support groups, though. I think they're so critical because it connects you with resources pertaining to the condition that you're struggling with.
Yes. And I like it, too, that we have different health fairs that happen around our area. And I know you were the person that helped me first make the connection with the Parkinson's group here in town. And so I looked and looked for a long time, but you helped me get connected.
Yes.
So
yes.
Thank you for that.
It is an important Kim Hawkins, it heads up the Reading support group, and she connects Parkinson's patients with resources, even out of the area. We have some limitations with resources here. You know, we're struggling with primary care physicians and neurologists, and so we're struggling a little bit. But Kim can connect a Parkinson's patient with other resources outside the area. So she is an amazing human being.
Yes, she is. Does a lot of work.
She does.
A lot of things, wonderful things listed here. If you've just tuned in, this is a segment of Enjoy Exceptional Living. I'm Lynn Fritz, your program producer and host. This program is in collaboration with Enjoy Magazine, KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio, and myself. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. We are here in conversation with Mary Ann Seifert. She's the owner of Mary Ann Senior Placement Services, the CEO of the Senior Source, a guide to Reading Senior Resources, 7th edition in 2025. Yay.
You're in my book.
Yes.
Too, Lynn.
Yay. Thank you. I love that. So what is it else when you think of our listeners listening out there that's important for them to know? I think the way that I brag about you most, like I said at the beginning of the program, is I will tell people, call Mary Ann. You can sit down with her. She has the pulse of what's happening with all the placement facilities, whether you're looking for community living or retirement living or assisted living. And if there's a need for memory care, you're going to know about that too.
Right.
And that service is free.
Correct.
So you're an excellent resource for people that are bridging, figuring out how do I go from here to there.
Right.
And you help them with that.
Yes. And I get calls for people that are just looking for the future. And then I get calls from people that are in full crisis. So the more you know, the better you can plan and the better, you know, you're going to not feel really the stress of going through that process if you just plan ahead and you ask questions ahead of time. So I love the folks that call me that are proactive and just learning about our community and what things cost and services. And so the more you know, the better you're going to be going through the process for sure.
Absolutely. And we're getting towards the end of the program. We still have some time, but I'd like you, while we're here and thinking about it, website is?
The Senior Source website is readingseniorsource.com.
Phone number to reach you?
530-222-2250.
I'm going to ask you it a second time.
530-222-2250.
And so you have two hats you wear. You are the owner of Mary Ann's Senior Placement Services, which is what we were just talking about. And you're also the one who puts together the Senior Source, the guide to Reading Senior Resources. So it's dual things. And if people have things coming up, you know, reach out to you through Gmail.
Yes. ReadingSeniorSource@gmail.com.
Yes. And do not hesitate to give her a call to talk about placement. If the situation doesn't fit, like if it's a skilled nursing situation, she'll guide you where to go, you know, what's next, you know. Here's what I do, and here's what you need to do for yourself over here in this scenario.
Correct. Yes.
In the many years that you have worked in this field, have you seen people that have been affected by your work?
I see a lot of positivity when it's scary to move out of your home into a community. It's just, you just don't know what to expect. But I see people thrive in these communities because they're eating better, they're engaged socially, they have activities. I see just a lot of just really good outcomes from downsizing and moving into a community. Definitely. Yeah. I see the quality of life go up dramatically.
And that would be the goal, wouldn't it?
That is the goal.
And your pulse of facilities, you're going to probably have a sense of which facilities have a transportation van versus those that do not.
Correct.
And people are not paying you.
Correct.
It's free to use your services for people. And that it's a resource that they can take advantage and kind of have that peace of mind.
That's right.
Am I mistaken, or do you also at times will arrange for a tour of facilities?
So part of the placement process, I will meet with families and we just talk about the situation and the budget and all the things. And then once I do that, I'm able to narrow down the facilities that would work for their situation. And then I set up all the tours and I actually go with them on the tours if I can. I try really hard to do that. And I also provide a list of most commonly asked questions when you're going on the tours, so you're a little bit more prepared. So yes, I make all those arrangements.
And when possible, which is probably the majority of the time, you go
yes.
with them.
Yes.
Yeah. And because of your having the pulse and sense of things, you're not going to give them a facility that's way above their budget.
Correct. Yeah. That's why that's very important. I don't need to know. I'm not a state employee or anything. I'm not, you know, government at all. So I don't need to know specifically about your financial situation. I don't ask for records or anything like that. Yeah. I just need to know what will be affordable for you.
Yes.
Because they're all different prices.
Yes. How much a month?
How much a month?
Yes. Yeah. And I think it's good that you went through the process, sit down with them, then you can figure out here we have maybe these three facilities we're going to tour.
Yep.
You set it up. When they do a facility tour, can you kind of describe what a normal, usual facility tour is like? What are you doing?
So we look at all the structure of the place, you know, the rooms, the apartments or the bedrooms, whatever place we're looking at. We look at the dining room. You'll see a menu of food that they serve. You will see the other residents. You can sometimes talk to the other residents who live there. Oftentimes they come up to us and chat with us. And so our tour guide, it's usually the community relations person. So they'll show us all the highlights of the community and give you a packet of all of their information and fee schedule. That's probably one of the most important things, people
yes.
knowing all the charges and the charges that are not included in the rent, the extra charges. So we go over all of that.
And I know sometimes people say, oh, I have a pet. I will never be able. I'll have to get rid of my pet.
Yes. So if there is a pet, that is one thing that is a very big deal because we will focus on those communities that allow pets, and several of them do.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a pet fee.
Yeah.
But there are, that is a big deal. People won't leave their home without their pet, and I get it.
Yes, yes.
I have a pup at home. I'm not going without him.
Yes, yes. So. And also knowing, you know, when you go to a facility, usually they'll have an activities director, and they'll highlight for you some of the things that are commonly done, like an exercise class or a craft
yes,
class.
Yes, you'll get a list of all the activities.
Yeah, and I think that's good. You got to find, you may have three vying for your attention and for you to reside there, and you can, you know, decide, oh, I like this one better.
Right, right. Best. Each community will have just a different feel, a different vibe. And it's important to trust that instinct when you walk into a place. You trust how you feel, and you'll see that some places just feel right and others just don't. And it's just, we're human.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to trust that our gut feeling.
Mm-hmm. So. And I think it's important that by doing a tour, you're going to get a sense of how it feels to you.
Absolutely.
And to trust that intuition and say, ah, this one feels right for me.
That's right.
Yeah, that's kind of how I do life.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
You got to feel it.
Yeah, it's got to feel it. Can this possibly be home?
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, and there's other things to it. You know, if you're concerned about, you know, facility, their records with the state, if they've got citations, that sort of thing, you can always check on a facility's record by calling the state too.
And I don't know if you're familiar or not, but if people are in a facility and there's issues with care, there is the ombudsman.
The ombudsman. Yes, the long-term care ombudsman. They're also on Hartnell, and you can call them if you have a concern or a complaint about a facility.
And that can be made anonymously.
Correct.
Yes. And so it can be made by the person in the facility or a family member.
Correct.
And they're a state organization, correct?
Correct.
Agency?
Yeah. Yes.
To make sure things are on the up and up.
Correct.
Yeah. And usually it's usually very easy to get resolved. The other thing that I think oftentimes what people don't realize, in assisted living, you may not have a nurse on site, but you might have a med tech.
Correct.
That gives out medication so the individual doesn't have to worry about it.
Correct. Correct. So there are, because they follow Title 22 regulations, there are a lot of regulations around how much training a med tech has for medication management. So they don't have to be a nurse to dispense meds, but they do have to go through the training that the state puts forth to make sure they know what they're doing.
Yes.
So.
But sometimes one of the things that people struggle with as they age is keeping track of their medications.
It's oftentimes why people end up going to assisted living. That's
yes.
probably one of the main reasons, memory care, but then also just medications aren't being taken as they should or forgotten, and it's dangerous.
Yes. So think in terms of having the support, a resource there where you live that takes care of it. You don't have to think about it. They come and bring it to you when you need it.
Yes, and the pharmacies deliver.
And the pharmacies deliver. I mean, it's amazing how it can really support one's quality of life at the end of life.
Correct.
And I also think it's yes. important to realize if you get to a facility and you don't like it, you can move home. Or you can move to a different facility.
That's right. That's a great point. And I always tell my clients that if you move into a community and you're not happy for any reason, all the places are a month-to-month rental agreement. So if you don't like it or if it's just not working for you for whatever reason, then it's all you have to do is give a 30-day notice to move out.
Yeah. Very important.
Very important.
Because life, I'm biased. I think we should thrive.
That's
not
right.
just survive.
That's so, right.
Marianne Seifert is the person to reach out to if you're looking for yourself or a loved one for placement in assisted living or a retirement community. She's there to help guide you. Her service is free. She's a remarkable person. I would say very personable. I always enjoy time with her. And so having someone that really listens deeply, has the interest, I mean, her whole thing that she's created here, the business she has created is helping and serving elders and seniors. And so you have that heart also part. So it's a very important thing.
Thank you.
So I want to thank Marianne Seifert, who is the owner of Marianne Senior Placement Services. She's the CEO of the Senior Source Guide to Reading Senior Resources. I love that resource guide. It's also online at
readingseniorsource.com.
You can call her at
530-222-2250.
And you can email her
readingseniorsource@gmail.com.
I want to thank you, Marianne. Got to have you back soon.
Oh, please do.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Yes,
it's always
love
a pleasure
it.
to see you.
Yes. And we want to encourage ourselves here in the studio, as well as our listeners, we want to make this day and every day a day to enjoy exceptional living. Thank you for joining us.